Welcome to Strong Tower Radio on location at Southern Adventist University in the McKee Library. Your host is Tom Majeure. Of the 168 hours of Strong Tower Radio programming, 4 hours is focused on the Sabbath School Adult Bible Study Guide. This is the standard reference for the Sabbath School, a Bible study time for all ages, from children to adults, held in conjunction with Seventh-day Adventist church services, held each Saturday around the world. Join us this week as the editor of the Sabbath School Adult Bible Study Guide joins us. We'll talk to him after a word of prayer. Our great Heavenly Father, You have provided the scriptures for our study, for our immersion, for our direction, and our guidance. Lord, be with us as we look into the Adult Bible Study Guide for our generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I have with me Cliff Goldstein. He's, again, the Adult Bible Study Guide editor as our guest. Cliff has been an editor for many years, and specifically of the Adult Bible Study Guide for the last 26 years. Let me share a few more facts about him. According to Wikipedia, he is an American author and editor. He is a leading figure in the Seventh-day Adventist denomination and espouses mainline Adventist beliefs. Cliff was raised as a secular Jew, becoming a Seventh-day Adventist in 1980. He studied here at Southern College, which now is Southern Adventist University, and got a BA, a Bachelor's of Arts, from the University of Florida. He went on to John Hopkins University in 1992, getting his master's degree in ancient Northwest Semitic languages. He also went on to be the editor of Liberty Magazine. This will be the third Liberty Magazine editor that we have interviewed. He was the editor from 1992 to 1997, and shortly after, he became the editor in 1999 of the Adult Bible Study Guides. He's written many books. One of the books that many people still ask for is a smaller book, is 1844 Made Simple, but one of the most popular ones is Clifford Goldstein's Story. He has written roughly 27 books. He's always adding to that collection, and I actually want to invite Cliff. Welcome to our program, and say
glad
hi to our
be
guests.
Here. Hello, everybody out there.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Not only are you author, but you also have had television programs.
Yeah. I did, for a number of years, Hope Channel, and I've done some programs for 3ABN or whatever. Yeah. But that's not my main focus. Yeah.
I have one book with me, and my daughter-in-law shared this copy with me. And while she was a student in public school, high school, she had a classmate. And after discussions and encouraging him, probably giving him a similar copy, he came to faith in God.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
I reserve this to share with you in person.
Yeah, thank you. That's very nice to hear.
And she has one request.
What's that?
She wants you to autograph
it. Okay, we can do that. We can do that before I leave, yeah.
Cliff, we dedicate 4 hours a week to the study of the Adult Bible Study Guide, affectionately called as the Sabbath School Quarterly.
Quarterly.
It may never, ever change from that category.
Yeah, they wanted decades ago for them to stop doing that, but old habits die hard. I even call it that.
So tell us about our listeners, this adult, kind of a peek behind the scenes.
Sure.
What is the Bible? What is the intent of the... Our listeners have an opportunity, just for the sake of it, on Friday evenings, Eastern Time, from 9 to 11 p.m. Some people are preparing to go to church. This is their last study before they engage in an in-person study on Saturday morning.
Sure.
And then it's also broadcast Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m.
Huh.
That includes a number of people. It's Cliff, you and I had this discussion. You're very amazed at all the people who take this Bible study guide and do programs with
it. It's amazing,
We have the 3ABN panel, Sabbath School panel. You have the It Is Written Sabbath School, and you're about the third or fourth contributor. Not only are you the editor, but you have been a contributor. How many times have you contributed to the you're always contributing.
I've written, my name as principal contributor has been on about four or five, though there have been occasions where I pretty much wrote them from scratch, and we just the nature, it just needed a lot of editing. But generally, unless the author wants their name off, which they usually don't, we leave the name on. But for better or for worse, my fingerprints are all over that thing now for 26 years. So.
Well, and if there's four quarters in the year times 26, that's over 100.
Yeah, I've edited a lot of Sabbath School quarterlies over the decades. Yeah, that's a little freaky too. Yeah.
What is the guiding light that leads you as you go into? You say it's amazing that you say is yourself and a staff of three other people full time.
Yeah.
And then you have other contributors and editors. It's a team effort, but what is the guiding light for this? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I remember not long after I became the editor of the Sabbath School Quarterly, the Adult Bible Study Guide, we had just gotten a new leader, world leader of the church. And just totally unexpected, he called us into the office, just to, the different departments. And unexpected, he said, Cliff, what's your vision for the Bible study guide? And I said, I want to give our people the gospel in the context of present truth. Okay? And he cracked a little smile because he wasn't all that, he was kind of a Scandinavian, they don't
Stoic.
Show a lot of emotions, And he cracked a little smile, and he never bothered me since then,
Apparently that was your approval,
smile. And what that means is, when we say present truth, this is a concept that, like in the days of Noah, a present truth message is, hey, there's going to be a flood.
Right.
Get on the boat. In the days of Abraham, the message is, there's a true God, don't worship idols. In the days, ancient Israel, we're worshiping, this is the God whom you worship, and he's going to forgive your sins. And we have, in other words, it's all based on the gospel. It's all based on it. And then you had, after the death of Jesus, the present truth message, which remains.
The apostles.
Jesus of Nazareth is the long-awaited Messiah.
And he is alive.
He is alive. And then, through Martin Luther, there was a present truth message. Again, it's all based on the gospel. And I believe that for Adventists, what we say the present truth is the idea that Jesus is coming back. We need to be prepared for Jesus coming back. And he says, before he comes back, I will bring my reward with me. So that brings the idea of judgment. And our message is, hey, Jesus is going to come back. Be ready. Accept Jesus as the Messiah. Surrender to him. Claim his righteousness covering you. And if we love God, we keep his commandments. And, that's the bottom line of it. But it's all centered on the gospel, on the fact that, I put some of this in the quarterly. I have a sermon that I preach called The Thief on the Cross. And here was a guy, he was a thief. He had been cursing Jesus.
He had been going the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he cursed Jesus in the beginning on the cross. I mean, he must have been pretty bad for the Romans to crucify you. He wasn't, if you know any 19th century French literature, he wasn't Jean Valjean, Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. He wasn't the nicest guy. And he's on the cross and he's dying. And he says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what did Jesus say? "Well, friend, I'd really like to help you, but don't you know you got to be perfect to be saved? Well, friend, I'd really like to help you. Don't you know you have to overcome every sin? Well, friend, I'd really like to help you, but you can't come to heaven with a character like that." No, he looked at this man who had absolutely nothing to offer and promised him salvation. And any of us who's ever saved in the end, we're saved by that same thing as the thief on the cross. And so I always want that as the foundation of everything that goes into the Sabbath School Quarterly. That's always what I want is the bottom line echo or motif. Now, some topics lend itself to that better than others, but everywhere I can, I seek to bring that in.
Some of our audience is growing regularly. Sure. We have 23 stations currently. We're working on two additional stations. Wow. So, believe it or not, there are people that haven't read the Sabbath School Adult Bible Study Guide yet.
Yeah, I can believe it, sure.
So could you explain to our listeners what a typical week is? There's 12 to 14. I didn't know that there was 12 to 14 weeks in a quarter, but there are.
Yeah. Well, usually they're 13 weeks, and then every now and then, the way it works, there's a 12-week quarter, and then every now and then there's a 14-week quarter. And it sometimes it makes trouble for us because we work many years in advance.
Yes.
And a lot of times we have to shift topics around. So we give somebody an assignment 3 years earlier to write 13 weeks, and then we shift it around, and the next thing you know, that's in a slot that's 14 weeks. I just had this last week, this problem. And so we just told the author we'd pay him. He just turned it in. "Look, we'll give you some more money. Can you write another week for us?"
Do they roll their eyes or what do they do?
Well, I don't know. I sent him an email. He probably wasn't thrilled about it, but we were paying him fairly. And I just said, "If you don't do it, we're going to have to get somebody else or I'm going to do it." And he might have not thrilled about the idea of me writing a week when it's his name. But anyway, but what it is it's like, Seventh-day Adventists are probably the most diverse Protestants in the world.
Really?
We're all over, though. I think outside of Roman Catholicism, you don't find any other Protestant church in so many different cultures and countries. But what unites us? What unites somebody in Africa who speaks Swahili? And somebody...
And you don't speak Swahili?
No. It gets translated into what I wonder how sometimes how... I stopped worrying years ago about how good the translations were. But somebody who speaks Swahili, you might have somebody in Korea, obviously speaking Korean, somebody in Fiji, in other words, but what unites us? What unites us? You say, well, we're united around Jesus. Yes, but you got 2,000 denominations that would say that. But what unites us particularly are these unique set of beliefs that of some of them we alone as Adventists are preaching. And so this is what gives us our identity as Adventists. And this is pretty much designed to help our people know what we believe and why we believe it, and just to keep them in the Word. I mean, you open it up, Sabbath afternoon is like a summary of the week. Then you have a memory verse, and it's amazing. Some people take that memory verse very seriously, and they memorize it.
And if you memorize that every week for 52 weeks, you've got 52 memory verses.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain people that like to learn that way. And then you have each day, we have a topic, and whatever the topic happens to be, that week is going to cover it. And then, it just starts out Sunday, they deal with something, and then we move to Monday, and all the way through. And we, at the end, we always have Bible texts. We always keep them in the Word. And then at the end, we try to put questions down to make it a little bit more practical. What did you learn to make it practical? And then we just do this, and then you come all week long, and then Friday we have a summary, and then we have discussion questions that you could use in a class. And then not only that, they actually even have a teacher's edition. It's where it's a bit more scholarly. It's a bit more meaty, but you know, you have some teacher who wants to prepare for the lesson but is busy, they got their kids, their work, whatever. They could go to the teacher's edition and have a bunch of material there that could help them teach. And we know that there are people who are not teachers who read it and get, some might get more out of that even. It's a lot more meat. So basically it's there. And the amazing thing is, and this has never ceased to amaze me, I have been in Sabbath schools in the Congo where they have the Sabbath School Quarterly in French. And I've been at Sabbath school classes or little Sabbath schools in apartments in Tokyo, and they're studying the Sabbath School Quarterly. I remember one time in Serbia, I walked into this big church and all these people were there with their Sabbath school, their Bible study guides open. I don't think there's any publication. You know, I just inherited it. The thing was around 130, 40, 50 years before me. I'm just somebody filling a slot, and if time should last, you know, my name will go off and there'll be somebody else who will keep doing it.
You're the curator.
Yeah. Well, I often tell people I've worked at the world headquarters for 41 years, and I said, I'm a steward. I'm just a steward here for this time being. But I'm saying that only because I don't think there's a publication like it in the world that goes all over the world.
Every week.
Yeah. And what happens is, too, is this is how it works. My job is to produce the quarterly, you know, edit it. That's a whole long spiel. Once we get the final, we send it out to the third. I don't even remember how many different, but we send it out all over the world.
Network it out.
Yeah. I don't know how. I'd have to ask the lay. It's funny. I'm so.
That's beyond your.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I should know it, but it changes, and I'm focusing on one thing. And they send it out, and it gets. And the different unions and divisions, they're responsible for translating it. They have to get it. They have to translate it, they have to format it, they have to print it, and they have to ship it out. And sometimes the slowest thing in the whole thing is, my understanding to this day, the only way they can get it to Papua New Guinea is by boat. So here's the thing, a lot of people are shocked at this. Generally, from the time I make an assignment, how long would you guess that it takes till you're sitting in the pew on Sabbath morning reading it? What would you
Unfortunately,
guess?
I've heard this, so I'm...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's about 5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years, and people are stunned by that. But, well, we give the authors 2 years to write it. We've got various committees. We format it, and then we do our thing. I don't even know how long that takes, but then we have to give the world field the time. And it utterly amazes me that I don't think in all my years there, I mean, I don't know everything that goes on, you know, in every country in Africa or Asia and so on, because in many ways, it's not my responsibility.
Right.
You know, I can't be responsible for all that. It's the individual divisions or unions. That's the policy they're supposed to. But it utterly amazed me. It gets out there. It gets out there, and there, so.
I mean, it's been there every week throughout my lifetime.
Yeah. It really is. Well, this sort of goes back to, and
I realize who was the person who set this up originally?
Well, you know, I think it was originally James White had started.
One of the founders.
Yeah, one of the founders of the Adventist Church had started like a little study for youth. My understanding, it was a study for youth, and then it evolved, you know, and who knows? We don't know how many different editors there were over the years. And then you know, somewhere in the 50s, the 60s, 1950s, it evolved into, I mean, it's changing somewhat. It has evolved a bit. It's not a word I like, but it has evolved a bit. And we might even bring some more changes, but we're always careful with that because this is, for many people, this is one very, you know, the world's changing. It just goes crazy sometimes. And it's amazing that it is for some people. This is a certain continuity and stability. And I've been surprised at even little changes we've made you know, there's some bucking and kicking against it. And I, you know, I would highly, when, you know, I'm not going to be around forever. I mean, I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but if I'm in this job a few more years from now, somebody's new is going to come in and they're going to want to put their own stamp on it. And that's fine. But I would caution somebody, just go slow. I have no doubt that changes could be made and improvements could be made. I mean, I have no doubt about that, but I would say just go slow. But all that aside, it is amazing how much the thing is used. And
it's literally the talking point in the Sabbath school around the, literally every 24 hours. If you think about it, if services are going 24 hours a day, for one whole day, it's being discussed. Just curiosity, do you have even a grasp of how many languages it is
in? We estimate about 126 languages.
126 languages.
See, and the reason we don't know is, and I suppose we should, and we have sent things out asking, but these different world, the Adventist Church has got 13 world divisions, and there, I forgot how many unions.
Like 126
or something. Yeah, unions, and then, you know, and we don't control everything that they do. We don't know, you know, the church isn't set up like that. And so the best we have estimated, and this was years ago, was about 126 languages. Wow. So, and as I said, I really don't know how many other publications are translated like that. You know, maybe Mao's Little Red Book, and there might have been a time when Karl Marx is writing, or the Bible, of course, the scripture, of course. But it's all part of the Adventist Church. And I realize a lot of you readers, your listeners aren't Adventists, but you know, we're Adventists, but it really is kind of an amazing organization. Whether you agree with everything we teach or not, that's a separate issue. But I am always amazed at just how all over the world there are these Adventists and they follow these certain policies and things.
They're largely on the same page.
Yeah. And so you could find them how they've managed. I have to believe it's a God thing.
It's a God thing. There's no way it could be otherwise.
So the quarterly is just one example of the amazing, say, unity. Yeah, to a certain degree, unity. I mean, of course, any church, there's dissension and division. And, you know, and again, that doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, I'm not happy about it. But all you got to do is go back, look at the fighting among Jesus' disciples. They were arguing. And then look at the early church. You know, the letters Paul writes to Corinthians and Galatians and John warning about Antichrist and heresies. And so there's always been that in Christianity. But it is amazing how the Lord uses it. And I really do try to use the Bible study guide to bring people to the foot of the cross and to know where their salvation, you know, because everything else is meaningless.
Yeah,
if you don't have the salvation in you, who cares about the Sabbath? You know, who cares, you know, whether the dead sleep or whatever? I mean, who cares about health? You know, all these things. You know, you think about this too. In fact, I just finished editing a quarterly on health. And I wrote a question, you know, about how we want to use health to reach people. But how in the end, I said, every single person whom Jesus healed, what happened to them?
They all died.
They all died. So they all died. And that should be a message for us. You know, we want to help people, show them a better way to live, healthier lifestyle. And that's fine. And if that's all we were able to do for someone, well, sure, why not? But in the end, you want to point them to salvation in
Jesus.
For
eternity.
Yeah, for eternity, because they all died. And that's always something. And even the people Jesus resurrected, they died. So if we don't have something beyond it, you know, I read a lot of secular authors, and over and over and over, their struggle with the meaning of life centers around them not having an answer for death. Mm-hmm. Now, they realize that everything we do ultimately means nothing, because we're going to die, and everybody we ever knew is going to die, And every memory of us and the cosmic heat, death of the universe or whatever, it's all going to be as if it's never been and it never meant a thing. And they realize that. And it's very frustrating. But, you know, Scripture says God has put eternity in our hearts. We can contemplate eternity. And I think we were created to live forever. Sin came in and this longing for it is what we originally had. And so if I could do nothing else with the adult Bible study guide is help people come to the knowledge of salvation in Jesus, then that's, and we always try to have that in there regardless of what the topic is. So,
well, we're coming to the end of the program. Originally the Bible study guide was always on paper.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it has grown way beyond that.
Wow, yeah, and that is a little bit frustrating. Yeah, that's been because some of these publishing houses, they print it, that's how they earn their living, you know, that's how they butter their bread, and we've had some serious discussions about this, but I'm afraid at this point, sort of the cat's out of the bag. I can remember somebody coming to my office 15 years ago and saying, the church is going to have to deal with this. And there have been some stuff, but it's like, I don't think anybody knows how to deal. It's out. They're never going to be able to put it back. And we allow people to put the Bible study guide up. We allow pretty much anybody to put it up. We have certain rules. We can't vet everyone, you know, where they're not allowed to change anything. They're not allowed to, you know, I mean, we've had to shut some down, or even that we hate to do it, threaten legal action, because we don't want people
taking.
You have
to maintain the purity
of
the
product. Yeah.
Or it's not the same product.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten in trouble one time many years ago. There was another foreign country, and people email me, we want to produce the Sabbath School Quarterly and this language. Sure, go ahead. Well, it turned out it was some offshoot group.
Oh, my.
And they said, well, we got permission from Clifford Goldstein. Did I get chewed out? The lawyers, the union people, I got chewed out, my hand slapped. So I'm more careful now, but our default mode is, look, we sit here, we work hard. We want to reach as many people as we can. So we are astonished at how much, with the digital world, how much more it's gone. And we just say, Lord, help us to keep it solid, faithful to you and to the gospel. And we just have to go from there and just pray about it.
So, amen. Yeah. Well, what we've been talking about, and you listeners can get this, as Cliff alluded to, from multiple sources. You can go to your local Seventh-day Adventist church and pick one up. You want to get one early in the quarter, because they do deplete. Yeah. But you can also get it online, the Adult Bible Study Guide, the initials of that. You can go on the web to absc.ss, Sabbath School. PM, Personal Ministries, Adventist.org. That's ASABSG.SSPM, Adventist.org. And there's multiple sources of this. Cliff, it's been such a pleasure to have
you. Glad to talk about it.
And we hope to have you back on a future program.
Sure, I'll be glad to do it.
For Strong Tower Radio On Location, I'm Tom Majeure at Southern Adventist University. Until next time, God bless. Bye now.